Well, I'll call it this urgent edition of the Growing the Game podcast with Ballsy, brought to you by Mako Collision Repair. If you've had an uh-oh and want a perfect again, better get Mako Collision Repair. And our friends at Wheel Estate, if you want to rent your trailer out or you want to rent a trailer, check them out at wheelestate.ca. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Mike.
Speaking with Olivier Eddy, the head coach of the Regina Riot, and we bring you on to kind of talk about your playoff game, but more pressing matters, where the heck did your jerseys go? What happened there, my friend?
So we heard as of late afternoon, early evening last night on Sunday night, the vehicle of our team manager got stolen from her home in the Lakeside area of town, and our uniforms, amongst many of her personal belongings, were in that vehicle. So we're sitting here a little dumbfounded, wondering where in the world is our gear.
Yeah. Okay. So this is they're brand new jerseys too, because I understand you guys took your old jerseys and donated them to, it was either Mooseman or Melville, right?
You're correct. We did donate our old jerseys to the minor football programs that are growing their women's football programs. And we have these brand new jerseys from last year. It's our second season. But, yep, that those are the ones they're missing.
$15,000 worth of jerseys or something like that?
Yeah, I think after the lettering and all the logoing and the name of our athletes in the back, it comes up to roughly that amount.
So what do the jerseys look like? Anybody that hasn't been to a Riot game, what are we looking for here?
Yeah, it's a red jersey primarily, and it's got a bit of gray and black as well on it, and it says Regina Riot on both the pants and on the top uniform. So I don't think we'll see anybody walking around with those on their backs in town, but it's possible they'll be dumped off somewhere, whether it's garbage or on the side of the road. At least we hope to get dumped off somewhere so we can recuperate.
I'm not laughing. I'm upset, but I'm laughing because, like, what is anybody going to do with these jerseys? They're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
I know. So I'm no investigator, but I'm going to assume the vehicle was stolen not for the jerseys, but for the vehicle itself. So I think the thieves may not have known that the team jerseys were in the back.
Okay, so what kind of vehicle was stolen? So we kind of know what we're looking for here.
Yeah, we're looking at a white Chrysler. It's a fairly big van. Just your sliding door type of van. It's white. Now, it had some Regina Riot decals on each side, but I'm going to assume that those have been taken off by now.
Okay, so fortunately for you guys, you got your team pictures done just in time. You got them done the day of the evening that was stolen, right?
That's correct, and it was basically on the way back. Our team manager took the jerseys back, brought them home, and we haven't seen them since.
So who are you playing in the playoffs this Sunday at Mosaic Stadium?
We're facing the Edmonton Storm. That's at 2:00 on Sunday, and we'll try not to let these distractions get in the way. We talk about our culture all the time, and we talk about controlling what we control. So I'm not sure what color we'll be wearing on Sunday, but we'll be ready.
So the Storm had nothing to do with this stealing, did they?
Well, we were reaching out that we're going to contact them and investigate. No, of course they don't. As a matter of fact, they sent us a little note wishing us well and hoping we resolve this quickly.
Okay, so before we get to the game, how has the community been so far in trying to help you track these things down?
Well, thanks for asking the question. For us, it's been absolutely outstanding seeing the support we've had from the community. We've put a post out on social media to kind of inform the public about what's happened. And within the first 5 hours, we've reached 1,000 shares on Facebook, which for us is, I think any organization in town, really, that's a heck of a number. It means that people here care. It means that they're telling the story and keeping their eyes open and trying to help us out. And we're feeling that love, and we really appreciate it.
What are you going to be wearing if you don't get those jerseys?
Yeah, so many local high school teams in Regina have reached out. They said, hey, we've got jerseys for you if you need them, as well as other teams in amateur football here in Regina as well. So we know we have some options. We're very thankful of that.
All right, so tell us about the matchup versus the Edmonton Storm. Have you played them this year? What do you know about them?
No, we don't know a ton. I mean, our league, like many amateur football leagues, we get a film-sharing agreement. So we have their film from the entire year, so we get to learn about how they operate, and they get that as well from us. But we know our conferences don't cross until this point in the season, which is the semifinals, if you will. So we don't know exactly what we're facing in terms of speed and talent, but we've got an idea of how they play football and what they do offensively and defensively and on special teams. So we feel confident. We think we've got a strong team and a great chance of winning on Sunday.
So how tough is it to game plan for somebody that you've never done the eyeball test on?
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't. It's tough to gauge the strength, the speed, the athleticism until you can compare them to someone they've played or you've played, but they haven't played anybody that we play. So it's as you say, a little tough that way. I guess we'll get to learn quite a bit when we come out on Sunday at Mosaic Stadium. Until then, we look at the X's and O's and what they do, and we game plan accordingly.
This might sound like a stupid question to you, but are the girls rattled by this Jersey Gate situation, or is it like you said, you've built a culture where they can overcome this? They're just jerseys.
Well, I think we're all human. I think they're all talking about it, obviously, and they care, and they want us to find their jerseys. But, yes, we do have a plan built in our team to worry about what we control. And whether we find these or not, we don't really control that. So at the end of the day, they're going to show up to practice like we always do. We're going to do our work. And come Sunday, whether we wear yellow, orange, blue, or red, we'll be ready to go.
You guys have been so good. So if you don't win the championship this year, is it deemed a successful season, or have you built it so much now that if you don't win it, it's championship or bust is what I'm getting at?
Yeah, that's what the expectations become when you have a successful regular season and you're playing well and we're undefeated heading to the playoffs, and I think everybody's gunning for us, so that is the expectation. But we also talk about growing our program, growing our athletes, growing our coaches, you know, and all that stuff. And that stuff is important. We talk about it all the time. Win or lose, I think we're proud of our club. But there's no question. The expectation is to come out on Sunday and win and then host a championship here on Sunday and win that one as well. That's what we strive for. That's what we talk about. That's what we want to do.
Two obvious questions to wrap up, Olivier Eddy with the Regina Riot. First off, if somebody finds the jerseys, who do they contact?
Well, you know, anyone on social media, really, that's, you know, any one of our social media accounts, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, we'll be right on it. We'll answer right away and come get them from it. And you know, other than that, it's our email account, ReginaRiotsFootball@gmail.com is a great way to get a hold of us. And if you know any of us personally, like many members of the football community do, please just pick up the phone, call me, or call one of the members on our team that you know.
Okay, and tell us, where is the game and what time is the game? So if we want to come out and watch either the red-wearing Regina Riot or whatever else you're going to be wearing, give us the details there.
Well, it'd be a great game to support because we might need a few extra bucks to buy some jerseys. So, yeah. Yes, please come on out. Sunday, Mosaic Stadium, 2 o'clock.
Hey, lastly, on that note, you guys lost a couple of home games, didn't you, because of that Manitoba team folding. So did that hurt the bottom line?
Well, it sure does. We lost two home games, and that's two games where we don't get revenue from our gates or merchandise sales. It makes a big difference in our world. It makes a difference in us for player retention. We have less games. That's not as much fun for some of our younger players hoping to get on the field and play. And then financially, for sure. Again, not getting that gate receipt, not getting the 50-50, not getting merchandise sales on those two home games. It really does hurt our club. It's been a year of distractions, but again, we control what we control, and we'll do the best we can with the situation we're given.
Well, let's hope they can find their jerseys, and let's hope they can find a win against the Edmonton Storm this weekend. Thanks for this, Olivier.
Thank you very much.